Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Mem Dalid. We are holding a daf Mem Gimel and base 3 lines from the bottom of the page. Tanya Hamafkir Sadeh. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'uli Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Allah Shalom and Hashem Shem and Aliyah. It's also sponsored L'zuchusur for Shalema for Ephraim Chaim Bentoba by the Snitau family. He should have a refuah shlema besoch shar chole Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the entire daf today is going to build off of the machlokas that we saw yesterday about the nature of hefker. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. When a person is mafkir something, does it immediately leave his rishus, or it's only achiyavo to the rishus of the zakai? That only when someone is zocha in it, only then does it leave the rishus. Meaning, the way Rabbi Yossi views Hefker is that when I am Mafkir it, it still belongs to me. It's just that everybody else has the right to make it belong to them. But until someone actually does that, it still belongs to me. So that is Shitas Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara is going to start with the Braisa that seems to go like the Rabbanan in the Reisha and seems to go like Rabbi Yossi in the Seifa. And that's problematic because you shouldn't have a Rabbanan. You shouldn't have a Braisa that straddles both Shitos. So the Gemara is going to have two answers, two ways of resolving how to read that Braisa. The second way of resolving how to read that Braisa is going to be Reish Lakish's Shita, who reads that the entire Braisa in fact follows Rabbi Yossi. So then the Gemara is going to challenge Reish Lakish with three different questions, three different challenges to the opinion of Reish Lakish, and that's essentially Amud Beis. So Amud Aleph is the Braisa and two ways of resolving the seeming stira in the Braisa, and Amud Beis is three challenges to the way that Reish Lakish resolves that stira in the Braisa, and that's the whole daf. It's a pretty short daf, but not as short as tomorrow's daf, so we'll figure it out. So let's get started. We're holding at Tanya, again, 3 lines from the bottom of the page, on daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So Tanya, we have a Braisa. Hamafkir Sadeyu, a person is Mafkir his field. Kol Shloshi Yamim, the first 3 days after he's Mafkir his field, Yachal Achzerbo, the guy who was Mafkir his field, can change his mind and can backtrack on the Hefker, even if someone else was already Zocha in that field. Because the Chamor Mesakein, that the Hefker is not going to be Chal for the first 3 days after you're Mafkir the field. But Mikan Ve'elach, once it's past 3 days, and Yachal Achzerbo, then the Mafkir is not going to be able to back out on his Hefker, even if nobody has been Zocha in the field yet. And anyone who wants to go take the field, whether it be him or somebody else, could take the field, and it's Pata from Meiser. Because when you take a field from Hefker, it's Pata from Meiser. So meaning one might say, well, he's taking his own field back 5 days later, so it never really was Hefker, so it should be Chayiv and Meiser. No, once 3 days come, 72 hours, so now it becomes real Hefker, and when even if the original owner is one that takes it back, he's Zochem in a Hefker, and when you're Zochem in a Hefker, it's Pater from Meiser. So it follows the Dinim of Hefker. But for the first 3 days, there is this Takonas Chachamim that you're not able to be Chozer from the Hefker, and even if someone, I'm sorry, that you can be Chozer from the Hefker, and even if someone else already went and made a Kinyan in those first 3 days, you could say, sorry, I decided, I'm taking it back, I changed my mind from making it Hefker. Why would the Chachamim make such a din? Meaning, if I'm Mafkir something, I'm Mafkir something. Someone else should be allowed to take it. Someone's going to take it 10 minutes after I'm Mafkir it, and now I'm going to say, no, it's not yours, I could take it back. So the Ran over here quotes the Gemara later in the daf, that since there were Ramaim that used to be Mafkir their fields, Baharama, and then they were re-Zocha their own fields, they would reacquire their own fields. And why would they do that? To be Pata from Maestros. Maestros is a significant percentage of a person's produce, and it would be much cheaper for him. It would be much more lucrative for him not to have to give Maestros if he didn't have to deal with Trumas and Maestros. So people would be Mafkir their fields, then they would immediately reacquire their fields and say, I'm Potter for Maisos. So the Chacham saw that people were doing that, so they were Masakein, that for the first 3 days, the Mafkir can back out on his Hefker, and Mimela, when he himself is Choser Vizocha in that field within the first 3 days, it's not called that he's Zocha in a Hefker, because for the first 3 days, the Hefker has not really taken effect. So what we're doing is we observed the behavior of the Ramayim, they're Mafkir the fields, and then within the first 72 hours, they always take it right back, and we say, guess what? If you take it right back within the first 72 hours, it was never Hefker, and therefore he's still Chayiv in Maestros. The Rad just adds that even though for the sake of this takana, all they would have needed to do is to say that when the mafkir himself takes it back, it's not considered that he's zochem in a hefker. They didn't have to say it's not hefker at all. They could have just said klape him. If he's the one that goes in and reacquires it, it's not hefker. But if someone else is zochem, then good, let someone else take it, and then it will really teach this guy his lesson. He's trying to do our rama to get out of maestros. So good, someone else is going to pick it up and then he's going to lose it. So, but nevertheless, that's not the way the Chum made the Takana. The Chum made the Takana that it's not Hefker at all. Why did they make it in such a way? Why not just make it that he can't be Zocha in the Hefker? Two possibilities. Possibility number one is if the Mafkir is going to see that if someone else takes it, then they are considered Zochem in a Hefker, he's not going to listen to us. He's going to say that when he takes it back, he's also considered Zochem in a Hefker, because he's going to say it's illogical, meaning what is it? Is it Hefker or is it not Hefker? So how could it be that if someone else takes it, it's considered Hefker, and if I take it back, it's not considered Hefker? So he's just not going to, it's not going to register with him, and he's still not going to give Trumas or Maisos. Second possibility is that since there are situations where a person is Mafkir only for Harama, and his intention is not really to make it Hefker, so we can't allow other people to take it, because the first 3 days it's not clear that it's real Hefker, so it's just Stam by allowing other people to take it. It's really taking something that doesn't, it's like a smachta lo kanya. It's like taking something that even though he said that it's Hefker and he said that other people are allowed to take it, he didn't really mean it, so other people are going to go and take this field. It's not proper. But after 3 days it's muchach that it's real Hefker, because the Rama would never leave it for 3 days. They would always be mimahir lezakos. They would always take it back right away. Within the first 3 days. So that's why we said the first 3 days that this din is going to apply, that yochal lachzerbo, that the mafkir could be chozer even if someone else took it, because it's a takanas chamim that hefker is not chal for those first 3 days. That is the way the Ran reads our sugya. The Rush disagrees with the Ran, and the Rush holds that even though they made this takana mipnei haramaim, so that hefker, because that's beferish in the Gemara, we're going to see later in today's daf, that it's mipnei haramaim, like the Ran said, that the hefker should not be chal in the first 3 days, that's only when the kavana of the zocha is not to be zocha min a hefker, or the mafker himself had kavana to be zocha l'shem chazara, that he's backing out on the hefker. Then the hefker is not going to help, and he's going to be the peros are going to be chayv maisos. But if the kavana of the zocha is l'shem zochia min a hefker, whether the zocha is the mafker himself or whether it's someone else, then the zochia will work and it will taka be pater from meiser. So very different than the Ran, but we're going to stick with the Ran's shita. There is a third shita as well that's held by many rishonim, that if the someone else is zocha in the hefker, even within the first 3 days, it works and he's pater from meisos. But if the mafker himself is zocha, then it's not going to work, even though he was zocha b'taras hefker, it's going to be chayiv in meisos. Right? That's the shita of Tosfos Rish, Shita Mgretzas, many other rishonim. Meaning essentially that third shita holds what the Ran was asking about, that why didn't the Chum just make a takana that for this guy it's not going to be like he's Zochem and a Hefker, because we don't want him to get away with his Harama, but for anybody else in the first 3 days it should be that they're able to be Zochem min a Hefker. So this Shita says, yeah, Eino Chinami, that's exactly what happens. So those are three Shitas, but again we'll stick with the Ran for the because we always try to stick with the Ran when we learn the Dharm. So so again here we have the Resha of the Brisa. Person is Mafkir his field for the first 3 days, the Hefker is not Chal, he could back out on the Hefker. it's not chal at all. After the first 3 days, he's not able to back out on it, and even if no one else has been zochah in the field, he can't say, I undo my hefker. No, the only way to undo your hefker is go make a kinyan on it, just like everybody else. You have to go make a kinyan on the field in order to undo your hefker. There's no just verbal declaration that you're undoing your hefker. So then the sefer comes along and says, Amar, Tesa de Zumuf Keres Liyom Echad. Let's say he decides to put a time frame for that for which he's being mafkir the field. He says, I'm being mafkir this field for Yom Echad, or L'Shabbos Achas. L'Shabbos Achas always means 1 week, or L'Chodesh Echad, for 1 month, L'Shana Achas, for 1 year, L'Shavua Achas. Shavua Achas, since it doesn't mean 1 week, and we're going in order, means one Shemitah cycle. So it would always mean for 7 years. I'm only making Efker for that long. So Ad Shlo Zachaba, Bein Hu Bein Acher, as long as no one else has yet, or neither he nor anyone else has laid claim to the field, has gone and made a kinyan on the field, then yachalachsebo. Then he could be chozer from the hefker, and once he's chozer, if someone else tries to be kona it, it's not going to work. And if he himself is kona it, he's going to be chayv in maisos, because the field is not was never yotzi mirushuso, because he was chozer before anyone else was kona it. So it's not considered that it's zochem in a hefker, because it was never really left his rishus. So if he goes and takes it back within that time frame, it's ki'ilu, it was never hefker. Misha zachaba bein hu bein acher, but once someone made a kinyan on it, ein yachalach sabo, then the mafkir can't be chozer on the hefker, and if he's and if someone else is zocha in it, the person is kona, and if he himself is zocha in it, he's pater from maisos, like someone who's zocha in a hefker. That's the brisa. So again, the seifa of the brisa is that if he says that this field should be hefker for a particular period of time, so as long as no one else has yet been kona it, whether it be him or whether it be someone else, he could just say, I'm backing out on the hefker, and it's as if it was never hefker. But once someone has been kona it, then, and it doesn't matter whether it was him or somebody else, and it wasn't just a verbal declaration, I'm backing out. He himself went and made a kinyan on it, or someone else went and made a kinyan on it, then it's considered hefker, and it's part of Ramaisros. That is the brisa. Now, in the ratio of the brisa, we said that for the first 3 days, hefker is not going to be chal. Now, in the sefer of the brisa, we're saying that if he puts a time frame to it, a week, a year, a month, whatever it's going to be, that the hefker is going to be chal. Sounds like even within the first 3 days, right? Meaning because of the gezerah of the Ramayim and the ratio of the brisa, we said for the first 3 days there's no hefker, and the Rabbanan did not make that gezerah that hefker is not going to be chal for the first 3 days when you put a zman katsuv to the hefker, because the sefer of the brisa makes no such distinction between the first 3 days and after the first 3 days. It just says that if you set a time frame on your hefker, so then if you're able to be chozer on that hefker. So apparently it's because the Ramaim, this is the way the Ran explains, the Ramaim who would be mafker their fields in order to reacquire them didn't set a time frame on their hefker, because they would always be zocha right away, and therefore they didn't need to set a time frame in their hefker. Their whole point was they would say it's hefker, and then right away be chozer v'zocha. So mela, someone who is mafkir his field for his man katsuv is not becheskas a ramai. We assume that he's not among those ramayim. The Rush writes that even by a hefker l'zman, this gezerah does apply, meaning that the seifa is not against the reisha's original gezerah that for the first 3 days there's no hefker. It's only after 3 days the hefker is going to be chal. The brisa in the seifa saying that since he's been zocha in it, he can't be chozer. That means that even within the first 3 days the hefker is going to be chal. Says the meaning when the brisa implies that even within the first 3 days the hefker is going to be chal. It shouldn't be. The Rashi just said in the first 3 days we have a takana derabanan, hefker is not going to be chal. So there are two ways to explain explain that. Either that the brisa is only on someone who's mafkir for more than 3 days, and therefore, if he's zocha, he can't be chozer in it. So you could say that the whole sefer of the brisa is assuming it's after 3 days already, because ein hachinami in the first 3 days it's not hafker. Or the gzeirus chacham was only on a someone who's mafkir without his man. That's what we can say that the hefker is only going to be chal after 3 days. But if you're mafkir liomechad, they were not gozer, so that shouldn't, because then it's going to be mevatel the hefker legamri. Meaning, if a person is mafkir, meaning it depends. It's a difference between a person who's mafkir for a weekend or a month, where then ein hachinami in the first 3 days it's not going to be hefker, versus one of the time frames that we had in the sefer of the brisa is yomechad. He's mafker for 1 day. So if you're going to say that for the first 3 days things aren't going to be hefker, but he was only mafker for Yom Echad, then it's never going to be hefker. So it must be that when a person puts a zman katzuv of Yom Echad, that the hefker is in fact going to be chal. But in a chinami, in normal circumstance where you have more than 3 days, says the Rashi, it could be that for the first 3 days there's not going to be the hefker is not going to apply. Now, from this brisa, you see that there is this musag, there is this concept of hefker l'zman katzuv. They have hefker for X amount of time. Now, if a person is zocha from hefker, and let's say I made something hefker for 30 days, so someone comes on day 25 and they're kona it. Good. What happens on day 30? Meaning I only made hefker for 30 days. So do they have to give it back to me on day 30? Or is it that you have a 30-day opportunity, take it or lose it, but if you get it within those 30 days, you get to keep it forever. How exactly do we understand that? So the Rosh writes that if you're mafkir l'zman, that someone who's mafkir l'zman is saying that if someone is not zocha in the field, then it goes back to my possession and it's as if it was never hefker. But it sounds like from the Rosh that if someone else is zocha in it, then it's his forever, then he gets to keep it forever, meaning it's 30 days where I'm saying you have an opportunity here. If you take advantage of the opportunity, it's yours forever. But that's what the Zman is about, is when that opportunity ends. But it's not about how long you're able to be konate for. Once you're konate forever. So the Rashash just wonders, where does the Rosh get this idea that if someone else is zoch in it, that he gets it forever? Why isn't it like a kinyan Zman, that once the Zman is over, so paka kinyano. If I say that I'm being makna this to you, but only for a month, so then when the month is up, so then the kinyan is over, and then it reverts back to belonging to me. Why should hefker be any different? If I'm making something hefker for 30 days, shouldn't after 30 days it revert back to me? So the Rashash explains that since we learned the dinim of hefker from Shavias, and someone who's zocha b'shnas ha-shavias, it's shalol li'olam, it belongs to him forever, so maybe the din of hefker is also that way. So you can't have hefker in a way that doesn't mimic the dinim of Shemitah. Because Shemitah, the whole din of part of the dinim of Shemitah, is that the perus become hefker. And we know when you take the perus of Shemitah, you get to keep them forever. So it has to be that hefker is patterned after the dinim of Shemitah. It would therefore turn out, says the Rashash, and this is difficult, that even if no one else is zoch in it, you can't. The hefker does not go back to the rishus of the Bailim, just like in Shnas HaShviyas, it doesn't automatically revert to the Rishos HaBailim. Bailim has the ability to take it, but it doesn't automatically revert to the Rishos HaBailim after the Shemitah year is over. And we know that's not the case over here when it comes to Hefker. If you make something Hefker L'Zman, when that Zman is up, so then it comes back to you. You don't have to do anything. It automatically becomes yours. So the Rashash says, a little bit difficult. It doesn't exactly match Shviyas. Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva raises that question on that approach of the Rashash, and therefore he explains differently. He says, really, you can't be mafkir something l'zman. What the Brisa means to say is that there's a geder of hefker al tanai, that if someone else zocha in it within this zman, so then it's hefker gomor. Meaning, when we're saying that the person was mafkir shavua achas chodesh echad, it sounds like he's only being mafkir for a particular amount of time. That's not the mechanics of what's happening over here. What he's really doing is he's being mafkir al tanai. Mafkir al tanai, that someone is zochu in it within the zman that I'm setting. But the hefker itself is hefker gamur. It's a complete hefker. And that's why he's zochu b'liolam. And that's the explanation of the Shitas HaRash, that he doesn't have to give it back to me after 30 days. It's his forever. Okay, so this is the brisa. So the Gemara asks, that according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that we had in yesterday's daf, that the basis of Rabbi Yossi is that Hefker is like a Matana. Again, what did Rabbi Yossi say? That when I'm Mafkir something, it still belongs to me until someone else comes and takes it. Because it's like a Matana, that it's not Yotze from the Rishus of the Mafkir until it enters into the Rishus of the one who is Zoch bin Hefker. So then, I understand, Reisha Rabbanan, you have to say the Reisha of this price is going like the Rabbanan, who holds that Hefker is Yotze from Rishus of Mafkir even before it gets into the hands of the Zocha, and Seifa Rabbi Yossi, and the Seifa follows Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Hefker is not Yotzim Rishus HaMafkir until it gets into the hands of the Zocha. Why? Because in the Reisha of the Braisa, when it was spoke about a person who's Mafkir something forever, it says that meaning he didn't put a time limit on his Hefker. So it said in the first 3 days, the Hefker is not Chal. Why isn't it Chal? Because of these Ramayim, people will be Mafkir and reacquire, and they're just trying to get out of Maestros. But afterwards, it leaves the Rishus of the Mafkir, and he can't be Chozerbo even before someone else has taken it. He's not able to retract his Hefker. That's like the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yossi, as long as someone else hasn't taken it, it's still in my Rishos, I should still be able to be Chozer. So the fact that he cannot be Chozer, once those 3 days are up, he cannot be Chozer even if nobody has taken it yet. So you see that it's out of his Rishos. However, the Seifa, when it talks about being Mafkir Lizman, says that the field doesn't leave the Rishos of Mafkir until it gets into the hands of the Zocha, and calls man that another person was not Zocha in it, the Mafkir is able to be Chozer. That's like Rabbi Yossi, that it's still considered to be mine until someone else has it. So it's a kasha that the Brice is following a shitos of two different Tanaim. So that's the challenge, that the Reisha of the Brice seems to follow the Rabbanan, that Hefker leaves the Rishus of Mafkir immediately, and the Seifa seems to follow the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that Hefker does not leave the Rishus of Mafkir immediately. It's Ad Sheba L'Rishus HaZocha. Now, according to Rava's Shita on yesterday's daf, who holds that the basis of Rabbi Yossi is because of a gezeira, so then you don't have to say Reisha is Rabban and Seif is Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is also molded to the Rabban that Hefker is Yotzei right away from the Rishos of the Mafkir, and he can't really be Chozer. It's only by Mudra Hana that there are Gozer because of the Meister Shel Beis Choron. So that's totally different. The whole Kasha is only Lefi Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. It's not Lefi Shitas Rava in yesterday's daf, if you remember that whole discussion, two explanations of Shitas Rabbi Yossi. So we're working not only within Rabbi Yossi, but within one understanding of Rabbi Yossi. That even on the Daraisa level, according to Rabbi Yossi, when a person is Mafkir something, it has not yet left his Rishus. The Ran over here raises the following kasha, though. How could it be that this Brice is going like Rabbi Yossi? In the Brice, in the Seif of the Brice, it says that whether he or someone else is Zocha in it, he can't be a Chozer. Meaning, even the Mafkir himself is able to be Zocha in this field from Hefker, and he's going to be Potter from Maisus. L'chor, according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Hefker is not Yotze from the Rishus of the Mafkir until it comes into the Rishus of the Zocha, it would turn out that this Mafkir is being Zocha in his own field. When he reacquires it in the Seif of the Brisa, he's reacquiring, according to Rabbi Yossi, he's reacquiring that which still belongs to him. So how could that be Potter from Maisus? Right? We had said that Misha Zachaba Bein Hu Bein Acher, Ein Yochalachzerbo, it really is Hefker, and therefore it's going to be Pater from Maestros. Why? According to Rabbi Yossi, it absolutely should not be Pater from Maestros. We see that it was never Hefker, it never left his Rishus. So the Ran suggests that, yeah, it never left his Rishus, but nevertheless, it's considered to be that he's Zochem in a Hefker and it's Pater from Maestros, because at the time of the Hefker, anyone could have come and acquired that field. So and anyone else who would have come and acquired it would have been Potiphar Meiser, because anyone else would be considered to be Zochem and a Hefker. So therefore, when the Mafkir himself goes and reacquires it, he shouldn't be worse off than anybody else, and therefore we can consider him like he's Zochem and a Hefker as well. But that's only if he says that his Kavana is to be Zochem in the field, Bitoras Zechiyam and a Hefker. Because otherwise, he's just Zochestam in that which still belongs to him. But if he says, I'm not just taking back that which belongs to me, I'm doing this as Zechiyah min Hefker. I'm taking it back from Hefker. That's what the Seif and the Brisa says. Misha Zacha Bein Hu Bein Acher Ein Yochal Achzerbo. That it actually works as Zechiyah min Hefker. The Rashba disagrees. He says, according to Rabbi Yossi, if the Mafkir himself is Zoch in the field, it's not considered Hefker, and it's Chayiv Midaraisa of Maisos. The Brisa says Ein Yochal Achzerbo. So it sounds like it works to Pater from Maisos. He says, yeah, that's a Din Midrabanan. Kadesh Lo Tishtakach Toras Hefker. That he he's patur from Maisos. But really, on a Daraisa level, Eino Chinami, he'd be chayiv in Maisos because it was his the whole time and it never really became, it never left his Rishos. So he's not really considered to be Zocha Mina Hefker. The other way to solve the problem is what the Tosfos Rid does. He just changes the words of the Braisa. He says that he doesn't have the girsa bein hu, right? When the Braisa says Misha Zachaba, bein hu, bein acher, in Yachalachsabo, the Tosfos Rid says, no, not bein hu. If he's Zachabo, then he is Chozer from the Hefker, then it never was Hefker. He's not Zocha from Hefker, it's Chayiv Maisos. So you just take out the word bein hu. And if he himself takes it, it's not Pata from Maisos, it's Chayiv Maisos. Tosfos writes, the words bein hu appear, but it's only there agav the resha. But be'emes, it's not accurate. The words bein hu, meaning the same effect as Tosrit. Tosrit takes out the words bein hu, and Tosfos says ignore the words bein hu, meaning they're there, just ignore them. They're just there to keep a consistency with the resha. So that's a fundamental issue that's dealt with in Rishonim. That if you really assume, like the shita of Rabbi Yossi, that the seifa is going like Rabbi Yossi, how could the seifa say that after a guy is mafki or something, and then he takes it back himself, it's going to be patur from Maisos? Rabbi Yossi holds it never left. It never left his rishos. Why would it be patur from Maisos? So the Ran has this shtickle Torah that he didn't just take it back. He took it back b'torah sechiyah min hefker. Whereas other Rishonim don't have such a shtickle Torah, and they say that no, if he takes it, either it's din mi derabanan that it's patur from Maisos, or that it's not true. That if he takes it back, it's still going to be chayv in Maisos. Okay, but bottom line is we have the stira between the resha and the seifa, so we have to reconcile the resha and the seifa. So two ways to reconcile the resha and the seifa. Most of the emphasis today's daf is going to be on the second way of reconciling the resha and the seifa. So the first way of reconciling is as follows: Amr Ula Seifa Nami Rabbanani. The seifa is also going like the sheet of the Rabbanan, that as soon as you mafkir something, it's yotze mirushuso, even before anyone is zocha in it. But if the seifa is going like the Rabbanan, amai ad shelo zachaba bein hu bein acher yachalachzerbo, then why can he be just retract his hefker? If as soon as you made it hefker, it's not yours anymore, what gives you the right to retract make the hefker? So it says in Gemara, shiny shana shvua d'lo shchichi, that the din of hefker for a shana or a shvua, when you put a zman mugbal, you put a time frame on your hefker, that's different than hefker that's not limited by time, because it's very uncommon to do that. Meaning it's not at all common that a person's going to be mafkir something just for a week, a month, or whatever. And since you did something so unusual, we are assessing that from the fact that you were not mafkir in the normal way, you don't really want to disassociate with that item that you're being mafkir, and therefore you don't really want to be motzi et mirushuso until it gets to the yada zocha. Meaning, fundamentally, the rabbanon are right. When a person makes something hefker, it's not his. By making it hefker, he's disavowing any association with it. But if he makes something hefker and says, but only for a month, so he's not really disavowing any association with it. So we assume, just like he's holding back on his hefker in terms of time, he's also holding back on his hefker in terms of whether it actually leaves his rishus until someone else gets it. So Rabbi Yossi is only going to be right. The Rabbanu would agree that Rabbi Yossi is right when he puts a time frame on it, because he's holding back a little bit. That's Ula's approach to understanding this brisa. A second approach to understanding this brisa is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, no, me de sefer Rabbi Yossi, Reisha Nami Rabbi Yossi. If the Seifa is going like Rabbi Yossi, the Reisha is also going like Rabbi Yossi. Aye, but then you have the Kasha. How come the Reisha says that after 3 days, the Hefker leaves his Rishus even before anyone else has Kona it? It's already left his Rishus. Aye, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's never supposed to leave his Rishus till someone else has Kona it. Vereisha, Hainu Taima. The reason for the din in the Reisha is Delot Lishtakach Taras Hefker, that people shouldn't forget Taras Hefker, meaning Mida Oraisa Enochinami. The Hefker does not leave the Rishus of the mafkir even after 3 days until someone else actually comes in as kona it, and no matter how long it's been, if no one else has been kona it, midar raisa, the mafkir could say, I undo my hefker, I want it back. However, the chacham were concerned that they see that people are mafkir. If people see that a mafkir is able to back out on making something hefker before someone else has been kona it, they're going to think that there's no hefker at all. And even in a case where someone else was kona it before he was chozer bo, from his hefker, they're going to say that the person who was not kona b'toras hefker, it was only b'toras matana, and therefore he's chayv midaraisa. Meaning, they're going to think that there's really no such thing as hefker. If you're going to give the person the permission to back out within the first three, you're going to give the person permission to back out after the first 3 days, when no one else has been kona it yet, people will think that even if someone else has been kona it wasn't really hefker. And if it wasn't really hefker, yeah, the person gets to be koneh, but it works as betoras matana, and he's going to be chayiv in maisros. And that's going to lead to a terrible takala, because people are going to take maisros from those payros for things that are produce that's actually chayiv in maisros. And the halacha by maisros is you're not allowed to take mina patur al chayiv. So meaning, I mean, what's the big takala? So he'll give a few extra payros to a levi. He'll give that's not so terrible. No, because he's got other tevel, and he's going to rely on the payros, on these payros, on being mafresh from these payros to cover his other tevel. So that's the terrible takala. And therefore, the chamra misakein that the mafkir can't be chozer at all, and then it will be clear that whoever is zocha in it is really zocha from hefker and is pata from maisos on a daraisa level. And that's it, only though if a person is mafkir his field forever. But if a person is mafkir his field for a shana, a shavua, since that's such an uncommon thing, they just leave it at the din Torah, and that's why the seif is Rabbi Yossi, but it's Rabbi Yossi kipshuto, and the reisha is Rabbi Yossi also, but it's Rabbi Yossi with an extra din midrabanan. That to make it clear that it's actually hefker. So that's the shita of Reish Lakish, and that's going to be the focus of the rest of the daf. That the entire brisa really goes like Rabbi Yossi. If a person is mafker something, it still is in his rishos until someone else is zocha in it. Why don't we say that? Why then? In the ratio, do we say that after 3 days the hefker leaves his rishus even before someone else is zocha? Because we just don't want people to forget that there's such a din of hefker. So therefore, it's a takana midrabanan. So says the Gemara, three challenges to that. Challenge number one: ihachi. If the Brisa is really like Reish Lakish says that the reason in the ratio that he can't be chozer after 3 days, even though it's still his, is all a gzera midrabanan. Afilu miyom rishonami lavi hefker. That even from the first day the hefker should already be. In order that we not forget Torah's Hefker. It shouldn't only be after 3 days, it should be immediately. Because the Iker Zechiyah Min HaHefker, meaning what the Rush points out, what the Gemara is really asking is, primarily when people are Zechiyah Min HaHefker, it's always within the first 3 days. It's unusual for a Hefker to last 3 days. So if that's the case, if the Rabbanon wanted to be Misakeh and Shlo Tishtakach Torah's Hefker, they should have made that Takana within the first 3 days. Already right away they should have made that Takana, that the guy's not allowed to be Chozerbo. From the fact that they only made this takana after 3 days, so it's not going to help Shlo Tishtakach Torah's Hefker, because no one's being zocha in it after 3 days. B'derech klal, people are zocha in the first 3 days. So what kind of takana would that be? It covers a situation that never comes up, that someone's going to be zocha in Hefker after 3 days. So Rabbi says, from the perspective of the Gzeres Chacham Shlo Tishtakach Torah's Hefker, you're right. The Hefker should have been chal right away. And the reason it's not is Mepnei Raman, the Mafkirin Vahadrin Bohun, is because, the meaning, why is it that we made this first 3 day exception? Is because of these Ramayim that would be Mafkir their fields, and they would just say it was lip service in order to not be. In order to become Patzer from Maisos, in order not to be Chayv in Maisos, and right away they would go and be Chozer and Zoch in the field. So the Chum were Mesakin that the Hefker is not going to be Chal at all for the first 3 days, so that these people won't become Patzer from Maisos. Then after 3 days, we don't have to worry about this, because the Ramayim would never wait 3 days. It would make them too nervous. There's no way they would wait 3 days before going back and taking their field. So this Takana Midrabanan, there are two competing Takanas Midrabanan. You have a Takana Midrabanan that says for the first 3 days, it shouldn't be hefker at all, and then you have a takana midrabanan that even though when you're mafkir something, it's still yours until someone else is zochid. But a takana midrabanan that it's going to be hefker, that it's not, that you can't be chozer about that after 3 days. So these are the two takana midrabanan. Takana midrabanan that's operative for 72 hours, and then takana midrabanan that's operative thereafter. So okay, now the Gemara challenges Reish Lakish a second time.
Again, Reish Lakish assumes that the entire brisa follows the shita of Rabbi Yossi. So you see that according to Rabbi Yossi, may ikra din, you could really be chosum in a hefker even after 3 days, as long as no one else has been koned. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it's still yours. It's just the chamur misakein that you can't be chosum because of some sort of takala that's going to come about that people are going to forget Torah's hefker. Avul daraisa lo avi hefker, but mi daraisa the hefker is not really chal, and therefore the peres are chayiv in maisos on a daraisa level. So according to that, meaning if the peres are really chayiv in maisos on a daraisa level, so v'dilma asila asure min achiv al patr min al patr al chiv. If this whole thing is a takana midrabanan, shouldn't we be concerned that people are not going to treat it properly? They're going to be take maisos on that which is patr for that which is chayiv, and vice versa, because he thinks these peres are not chayiv in maisos min atorah because they're hefker, but midrabanan, and it's only chayv midrabanan, when the truth is there really is a chiv min a chiv in maisros midar raisa, and he's going to use these to be to take maisros for peros that were gadol ba'atzit sheinu nakuv that are chayv in maisros midrabanan, or the opposite, he's going to be mafresh from peros that were gadol ba'atzit sheinu nakuv which are only chayv in maisros midrabanan for these peros which are chayv in maisros midar raisa, and that's not going to work. It's like he's eating tevel. So answers the Gemara, the reason we're not choshesh for such a michshal is that amrinan lei, we say to the person who zochem in a hefker, ki ma'asart aser minei ubei. We say, when you take maisos on this field, just make sure you keep it within this field, that your maisos should only be from the produce on this field, on the produce in this field. And that's how we get out of the concern that he might use it as maisos for something else, or something else as maisos for this. We just say, look, it's going to be chayv in maisos, but take the maisos from within the field on its own. Now a third challenge to the sheet of Reish Lakish, third and final challenge. Meisvei, we have another brisa. The brisa says as follows: Hamafkir is karmo. If a person is mafkir his vineyard, uleshachar amaru v'tzaro, and the next morning he goes and he's botzer. He picks all the grapes from his vineyard, which is his way of saying I wasn't really mafkir it, meaning that I'm choser from the hefker. So chayiv beperet ubaolos ubeshicha ubepeya. It's chayiv in all of the matnos aniyim, even though hefker is pater from all those matnos aniyim. In this case, he's going to be chayiv in all of those matnos aniyim. How do I know hefker is pater from all those matnos aniyim? It's a mishnah in the first parak of peya that klal amru bepeya. Kolshu ochel v'nishmar is chayiv peya. Nishmar means not that which is hefker. Hefker is not nishmar, and therefore hefker is pat from peya. So as a machlokes rishonim, how I know that, meaning the Mishnah says it, but how does the Mishnah know it? The Rambam, meaning where's the pasuk? The Rambam, Pirushim Shnayis, learns it from the pasuk tazov osam, that only something that's nishmar and you need to be ozev in order to make it peya is chayiv in peya. That you need to actively abandon it because otherwise it's nishmar. Only that is going to be chayv in peya. Whereas Rashi in Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph says we learn from the diuk of the psukim, because in peya it says sadcha, by leket it says ktsircha, by shikha it says ktsircha bisadcha, and by peren olos it says karmacha. So you see that hefker is pater from all of these things because it keeps using the possessive. That if it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. But if it's hefker, then it's pater from all these things. So bottom line is this price that tells us that if a person is mafkir is kerem, and then he goes the next morning, he goes and he starts harvesting the grapes from that kerem, so it's chayiv in all of the matnos aniyim. So even though hefker is pater from those mitzvos, the Torah tells us by writing the word tazov another time to tell me that a person is mafkir and he's chozer v'zocha, it becomes chayiv in all these things, but a pater min a meiser. But it's still pater min a meiser because the gabi meiser we don't have an extra ribui. So it turns out that the din remains that hefker is pater from meiser even when he himself is chozer v'zocha. So this brisa that paters him. Someone who's mafkir from Meiser, even within the first 3 days, is Sosar, our original Brisa, that says, no, the first 3 days, I'm worried about Ramayim, and therefore the first 3 days, the Hefker's not going to be Chal. This Brisa makes no such allowance for the first 3 days. So says Gemara, Bishlam l'Ula, if you can explain like Ula, that the Brisa about Mafkir Sadeh was going like the Rabbanan, that say that as soon as your Mafkir leaves your Rishos, it's just a Gezeira, Mid Rabbanan, that the first 3 days, the Hefker's not going to be Chal. And is chayv in maisos midrabanan, so then it's not a stira between the brisos, because the first brisa that's mechayv in maisos drabanan katanila is talking about a din midrabanan because of the ramayim udaraisa katanila, whereas the second brisa, which tells us that it's pater from maisos, is speaking on a daraisa level where the hefker is actually chal right away. El Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, who said that even the first brisa is going like Rabbi Yossi, that on a daraisa level the hefker doesn't leave your rishos until someone else comes and is kona it. Am I patur min ha'maaser? Why is someone who's mafkir is kerem, and then the next morning he goes and he starts harvesting the kerem, why should he be patur from maaser? He was chozer from the hefker, and according to Rabbi Yossi, even midaraisa should be chayv in maasers, because the hefker never really left his rishos. So if he was chozer bo, it was never really hefker, never really left his rishos. So on a daraisa level, it should be chayv in maasers. So Amalacha, Reish Lakish would respond to you, Ki Amri Ana L'Rabbi Yossi Harabanani, that I said the first brisa is going like Rabbi Yossi, but in Achinami, there is still a sheet of the Rabbanan out there, so you're going to find other brises that disagree. That's not a problem, because those brises could be going like the Rabbanan. So this second brisa, Amoda, the second brisa is going like the Rabbanan, who hold that Hefker is Yotze from the person's Roshos, the second he's Mafkarit. So that's why in Achinami, it's Pata from Isos, Mida Oraisa, because he left his Roshos the moment that he was Mafkarit. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Iba Yisema, the second approach on the top of Mem Hayam and Aleph.